Welcome to Not Logic. This is Episode Triangle. It's AnthroCon time, and several people have gone and left us alone. So, in doing so, we have gotten into some trouble. Not Cass, which is pretty much me, because Saverin and Fuzz have decided to go to AnthroCon and leave me behind. Well, I went out and I got a couple of guests. So, with me this week, we have Webster, and we have Shiny. So, it's vagina. But, another local podcast.
Oh, it's vagina.
No, it's vagina butt.
Never butt to vagina.
But there is another local podcast, Fuzzy Logic, who was likewise abandoned, left alone.
And friendless to fend for ourselves.
So
I immediately apologize for whatever this is.
So we were bored and we decided to get together and record on the same night. So joining us, we have Halfwit.
Hi.
We have Keo, who's joined Notcast previously.
Hi, girl.
And we've got Smokescale.
Hello.
So we've got a really, how did you describe this? A petting zoo mixed with a...
What was it? A petting zoo mixed with a circus.
Are you sure you want to bring the word petting into this?
Yeah.
I like to pet. Well, it's vagina cast. Clearly you need to pet.
Hey, we are furries, so it's definitely heavy.
Number one rule with vagina. Remember, it's not bubblegum. You don't chew it.
It's pink, not gum. So yeah, it's we were bored. We were abandoned.
They left us for AnthroCon, those bitches.
So yeah, we're bringing this train wreck travesty to you.
Yay!
Description.
Do we have two topics today?
Yes, we have two topics.
They work well together.
I think you just made a sexist joke.
I wasn't the first one.
So, Notcast topic was originally this week going to be Gears, Trolls, and Acid Traps, which is females in the fandom. And you guys were going to do...
We have drama and gossip this week.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I like that paired with the female.
She said.
I'm trying to imply something.
Ooh, girl, let me tell you.
So, we have... Four girls. We have Keo and Drag, and poor Smokescale.
He's the unicorn of the group, apparently.
He's set all over there alone in a corner, so at any moment we can
I'm in isolation.
He's our token male.
Yeah. I'm in quarantine.
He has to sit far away to get away from the pussy vortex.
The tentacles might just reach out and grab you.
Have any of you seen the Andromeda strain?
Yes. Which one?
Either one.
Yes.
There you go. This is wildfire over here.
The octopus was reach out and grab him.
Suck him back in.
Spotted off the coast. It's Hurricane Poontang.
I'd be the one that would get the key to turn off the nuclear weapon.
That is the name of my new band.
Hurricane Poontang?
Yes. I don't know what we're playing, but it's going to be awesome.
So, better or worse than Sealing Vagina Death Mold?
Sealing Vagina Death Mold is clearly our metal band. Poontang is more what happened when we tried to mix reggae and ska.
Oh, okay.
See, you said Sealing Vagina, and then I thought of Sealing Cat. That just got really awkward when I mixed them together, because I'm like,
oh my.
Sealing Vagina is watching you. I'm like, what?
Sealing Vagina is dripping on you.
And Keo is gone.
Has Halfwit not told you this story?
I know I've told you the story of the Sealing Vagina.
Oh my god.
And it's angry people.
He's gone. He is gone.
So, background. When Halfwit and I were roommates, in my bathroom, the bathtub in the upstairs apartment developed a leak.
Yeah.
And the apartment complex failed to fix it multiple times. So I developed a leak in the ceiling, and then the ceiling sort of caved in and developed this opening.
Oh, no!
And that was pretty disturbing, especially because it was still dripping.
And then it got that bump on one end.
Yeah, it developed these little knobbly bits, and then it started developing black fuzz all around it. So I would take a shower, and I would look up at the ceiling with ceiling vagina... Pubes included, dripping on me from the upstairs apartment.
That's fucking terrifying.
And then I finally got in touch. I wound up going to the apartment complex management, like above the complex to the ownership company, and they finally sent somebody out
to clean your vagina.
To clean the ceiling vagina by shaving it.
They gave it a Brazilian?
They did. They just came out and they wiped away the black stuff and sprayed it with bleach. So
I have to ask, was her name
actually do?
Was her name Helga, and did she come to wash your vagina? Hi, my name is Helga. I'm here to wash your vagina.
I let them fuck with my ceiling vagina all alone.
Don't lie, you know you watch.
I was more my shower time was quite intimate enough.
She's just throwing water at it, like, ooh, girl, moist it up.
Anyway, hence, ceiling vagina death mold.
So that happened.
It really did.
No wonder why he's so scared of vaginas.
Because they grow on ceilings and shit.
For the ceiling to eat you.
They grow on everything.
Well, like in an FPS.
And I moved into my new apartment, and in the bedroom, there's actually a spot where it's not quite an oval. It's got the sort of triangly ends on the end, where it's just a water stain. And every so often...
Soaked it through a vagina against the wall.
Every so often, I see it. It's like ceiling vagina is haunting me.
When you visit their apartment, you have to equip your crowbar.
Haunted Magoo. Haunted Magoo.
Wow.
Gonna have to, like, Castlevania and throw some, like, crosses at him.
Oh, honey, that won't stop a vagina.
It'll just be
Oh, so now it's a head crab.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I saw a video on the internet where it did do that. Just...
Wow. Does holy water lead to immaculate conception?
So, girl, let me tell you, I was douching with holy water. You will never believe what happened. Summer's Eve ain't got shit on this.
Someone in the priestery has been having a little too much fun with that holy water.
See, now I'm just back to douche nuggets.
Oh, douche nuggets.
Spicy Szechuan sauce.
I don't want to know. I really don't.
No, please don't.
He came up with the term, and then she lost it when I started going through the McDonald's ad.
Well, no, it's because the first thing that popped into my head, and we all know I say whatever pops into my head, was douchey McNuggets. At which point he started going through like an advertisement with condiments.
Yeah. See, and I'm just thinking of the Hamburglar, but with douche nuggets. And it just got really awkward.
See,
wow. And you're a commercial unsuitable for the Fry Kids.
The Rape Kids? What?
You're reminding me of Ronald McAppleseed, or Ronald McDonald Seed. We had this one point. Concept of Ronald McDonald basically going across the company and just sort of jerking off so that McDonald's grew across the country.
I just need a little McDonald's right there. Oh, that's going to be a small franchise. And then it grew.
Well, shall we move on?
Moving on.
Where can we go from there? I mean,
emails.
It's word of the week.
It's time for the word of the week.
Yes. This week's word of the week, since it's my turn, is backronym. Described by Oxford as a fanciful expansion of an existing acronym or word, such as port out starboard home for posh. The origin is a blend word of back and acronym. Basically, it is when you take an existing word or term and make up an acronym background for it.
You back that acronym up, girl.
Meep, beep, beep, beep.
So, you basically find a neat word and then you make something up with those letters to fit it.
Yes. A common one is fuck, which people try to pin an origin on as... fornication under consent of the king.
I thought it was for unlawful carnal knowledge.
That's the story
I've heard.
That one's
also commonly used. Actually, it's the modern form of the Middle English verb to fuck, which means to tap lightly.
So tap that ass.
I tap that.
Why is Kyo reaching into his pocket?
You don't know.
Is it time for your for Kyo's happy time?
It's all the ponies. He's just
are in the pony corner too.
Are you playing pocket pool?
No, was playing with the ball over there on the table, and I told him who that belongs to. So,
anyways. Can you pass this back to Smokey?
No.
Your
time, senorita.
So now becomes the bullshit time of this week. So what did you guys end up doing this week? I ended up moving a friend.
I turned 30.
Woohoo!
I spent Saturday like hanging out with people watching Daybreak, and then hanging out with people at the best restaurant ever, and then hanging out with people watching Alien, and then I spent Sunday driving to Oklahoma and being with my family and driving back.
And you brought me cake.
Yes, I brought you cake.
Yummy cake.
Good? It's good. It was very good.
Better without the icing.
Yes.
But...
yeah.
Oh, did you...
how is a cake better without icing? What's
going
on?
It's this amazing banana cake that is meant to have a banana sugary glaze on it.
It's like an orgasm in your mouth.
And my mother's...
he knows a lot about that.
Yeah, he does.
My mother's wife made this cake for my birthday, but she doesn't do the glaze, so she put on a sort of banana buttercream icing.
Except about... she put on about an inch.
Yeah, she
it's
put on
way
about
too sweet.
Okay, I can see that.
It's good. It's good icing, but with that cake, that cake really wants the glaze.
Is it the sort of icing that you take a bite and it makes your teeth
hurt?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
The cake, though, the cake itself is like a banana black hole. So much banana condensed into
it
one
is so
bite.
Delicious.
It is very,
it is
very
really
banana.
Fantastic cake.
Does it warp light around it?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. But yeah, so yay, cake.
It also warps your sense of mass, so you eat twice as much as you mean to.
So, basically, I help people carry shit all week and just deal with all the stuff that went along with that. Mm-hmm. That's been my week for, like, ever. That's, other than that, it's just work, 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 home, work. You, Smokey?
Work, 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 work. I pulled weeds yesterday, and I get to work today and say, hey, do you have any hail at your house? Hail? I wouldn't have been outside if I knew it was going to hail.
I guess
Jesus.
Some, I guess some places in Dallas got really trashed by it, but I didn't see any.
Oh, yeah.
Around here.
I was on my way down here after work, and I was passing one of those Nissan SUVs. I forget what they're called. The hood was covered in dents. The windshield looked like someone had just... taken a sledgehammer to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple shatter marks all across it.
Damn.
There's lots of cars that lost their windshields.
Wow.
And yet it was still intact.
We've
That's
had
the crazy
a lot
thing.
Of hail this year.
Yeah, we have.
I just remember last year when we got the golf ball size ones.
Oh, I remember.
And just the big slush piles outside.
I remember.
No, you guys haven't heard. You remember when those tornadoes came through like a month or two ago?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
One of them touched down exactly 2 blocks north of where I work.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them touched down just it was like a quarter mile up the way from us.
Entire parking lot barely had a car that didn't have a windshield killed or a hole punched in the roof.
Did you have any?
I was parked under a tree, so I just have a whole ton of dents.
Ah.
And it's not like it's not like Beastie is going to get a whole heck of a lot less valuable.
Yeah. The worst hail I've ever seen was back when I was at the house I grew up in. I'm dead asleep, and all of a sudden there's this loud thunk, and I'm jolted immediately awake, and both arms do like this.
He crossed his arms over his face.
Yeah, because holy shit, sounds like there's an anvil coming through the roof. We all go to the back windows, we turn on the lights, and there are softball-sized hailstones raining down. And our dog is just out there picking them up, bringing them back, picking them up, bringing them back. We open the door, grab her by the collar, and drag her in. So
I got
she doesn't
something.
Go out and do that again.
Matt, last year when we had that hail, I was watching a movie, and the couch where I watch my movies is right next to my chimney.
Oh, dear.
And let me tell you, hail sounds a lot like bullets ricocheting down a chimney. It is a horror movie, and I thought, this is a bad idea.
Oh, God.
So, when I lived the first real big hailstorm I saw down here in Texas, I had never seen hail this big. This was back in, like, 2002. Mm-hmm. And it's coming down. It's coming down. I mean, holy crap. I mean, we feared for the car, so we backed it up underneath the tree. But to do this, we basically grabbed umbrellas to try and avoid the bullets that were raining down.
Yeah.
And we went out. I went out, and it's like, okay, I got to get a picture of this for my dad. He wouldn't believe it. So I go out very carefully, grab a couple of the good-sized ones, start to go back in, and one gets past the umbrella, and it tags my foot, which is in a sneaker. Holy fuck, that hurt.
Yes.
Yeah. Get in, take off my shoe, big, giant purple welt.
Yeah.
Man. Good bruise. Not fun. Got good pictures, though. My dad was like, wow, because they were... I had, like, put change on the desk, and they were a little bit smaller than golf balls.
The largest of the hailstones that I saw after the tornado that day was fist-sized.
Fuck that. Screw you, Mother Nature! I knew you were a lesbian throwing softballs at me.
See, I had never seen hail like that until I moved down here. Nor have I seen rainstorms the way you guys get down here.
Oh, yeah, that's fun to watch.
It's the sky opens up and it's like...
Yeah.
Texas weather is fucking weird. Because one minute it's like, oh my god, it's so comfortable and nice outside. Oh my god, when did it get to be 300 outside? Oh look, the sky opened up and it's snowing. Oh look, a tornado's coming with the snow. Oh, and it's throwing hail. How nice. Oh, rainbow, right. That tops it off.
It's like the cherry on top.
It's like, oh, I just fucked you up. Rainbow.
We did that big move on Sunday, and it's always like the hottest day we could possibly thought to carry stuff upstairs. I mean, we pull in a load and people are like dying.
Yeah.
And then it cooled off like the next day. It's like, and you're like, fuck. Why of all days did that have to be the hottest?
I never thought of that.
Driving home yesterday, we had that phenomenon that we get down here in Texas where the rain stops abruptly at a location.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I drove in and out of four separate bands of rain.
Yeah.
I did that the other day. I was like, what the fuck?
Because it'll be pouring
down. Nothing. Must have windshield wipers on max.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I thought about a rainbow, and then I'm like, wait, well, technically, you know, we're on the Earth, so if you think of Earth as Mother Nature, after she fucks you up and throws a rainbow, it's kind of like Mother Earth is smiling.
I thought it was more like Mother Earth giving a middle finger,
exactly.
But you know.
She's like, my work is done.
Well, strictly speaking, we're not just technically on the Earth. We are, in fact, on the Earth.
Allegedly. I'm never quite here. It's fine.
What is that you actually smoke?
It's all that Xanax, honey. It's fine.
Oh, dear.
Well, we got as far as Webster's Week.
Oh, no, we got as far as...
So we went this way and kind of stopped with me mentioning the hail.
Are we going with me now?
Yeah.
Your turn.
Ooh, girl, let me tell you. My week was a thing.
He's getting into that mode.
So, like, my battery died. So that was a fucking shithole. I had a friend visiting from out of town who wouldn't shut the fuck up. And then my week progressed and it was just... Honey, there has been some shade this week, I will tell you what.
Yes, there has.
There has been some goddamn shade, honey. I can't talk about any of it, but goddamn. So, most of my week has been me ripping my hair out and hoping for the best. So, yeah, this week can go fuck itself.
Agreed.
But I have Final Fantasy concert tomorrow,
yay,
so...
And you have not logic tonight.
That's disappointing.
Oh, you bitch.
Sure.
I guess it's better than some other things.
You bitch.
Better than a doorknob to the face?
Oh, no.
But he likes things hitting him in the face.
No,
usually,
not
usually they're softer
slapping.
Than that.
Same thing.
You've been a naughty girl. Yeah. Yeah.
So, your turn.
This week has been large amounts of overtime.
She's been putting her corner time in, honey.
We have a client that sends lots of paperwork, and OMG, all of the paperwork.
Three more paperwork.
Tuesday, I got to go and see a new anime series that I hadn't seen before, which was fantastic.
Which one?
Shiki.
Have you seen that? Or
nope.
It is an almost classically told vampire story. In that the vampires are completely non-sympathetic.
They don't glitter?
They're monsters.
No, they don't.
Oh.
Yes.
And the people actually die when they're bitten.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yay. Oh.
People die.
In the first episode, we're introduced to a girl that you just want to fucking shoot. Don't worry.
Vampires. True Blood started this week.
Oh my God.
I was going to go see that, and I got interrupted.
It was
a good shade. Stuff.
I got that on my to-do list. I'm probably going to go home and watch that tonight.
Yes.
You should.
Is it that good?
Yes.
Does it have Eric?
Oh, yes.
Bitch, get your own man.
Y'all can have that bitch. I got Alcide. That's my man, honey.
I'm torn. I mean, Eric, Alcide, it's like...
Together, I'm fine. I'll just watch. You don't have to do that. I just want to watch.
Oh, so you like to watch?
Them.
He's that creepy guy out your side your window.
Yep.
I mean, the way Eric goes at it, you know, throwing bitches up against walls, you can't even fucking see that bitch thrust, and it's just...
that bitch's pelvis
is broken. That bitch is high off. Oh, True Blood, you sexy bitch, you.
Oh, yeah. That's what I love about HBO series. Well, you probably are not fond of it for that reason, but so much tits.
Hey, you get a little bit of ass here and there. That's too.
I mean, Game of Thrones and True Blood, you just get lots and lots of nice tits.
Well, Game of Thrones, you get all of the incest. And Oh, speaking of Game of Thrones, so Sarah was telling me earlier that fucking Game of Thrones used a mannequin head for a spike that was George W. Bush.
What?
What?
Yeah.
How does he know he hasn't even seen any of it yet?
It was... HBO came out with a public apology for it because they had a mannequin that was laying around and they needed heads because there's decapitations. Oh my God, decapitations.
And one just happened to be George W. Bush.
And one was George Bush because when they're zooming in on all of the heads, one of them happened to be George W. And I'm just kind of like...
Was he making the monkey face the...
Probably.
All I know is we have got to edumacate that boy and like show that to him.
I know, right?
I mean, I'm sorry if you don't have a dwarf fetish. By the time you get done, you will have the biggest dwarf fetish ever.
Oh, Tyrion. Yes.
So that happened.
Yeah. Oh no, have you watched it?
No, I have not seen it yet.
Okay, then you don't. Tyrion. Don't until you meet Tyrion.
Oh. I don't think anyone is going to quite replace Rumpelstiltskin in my heart for a while though.
You have not seen Tyrion.
Okay. Rumpelstiltskin
and Once Upon a Time?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
See, I have yet to see that too.
Robert Carlyle is amazing. Yes.
He is good. He's no Tyrion.
See, I've actually been watching Eureka, and they hit an episode recently where
I like Eureka.
One of the characters, Zane, spends a chunk of the episode shirtless.
Mm.
And
oh my,
I
yes.
was just like, I like this episode.
I can watch this one all day long.
On rewind, and rewind.
Will Wheaton was wearing the white muscle shirt, I think.
Yes.
Ooh, girl, I'm glad I got this on TiVo.
But yeah, they had the two guys, and then they also had Felicia Day in the white muscle shirt. Mm-hmm. So. Something for everyone there.
Or something all for me.
She was happy with that episode, just watching it over and over again until the TiVo breaks.
Yes, the Nutcast listeners are not familiar with Smokey's talents. The human soundboard.
Yep.
Any noises you hear this week are not done electronically. They're all courtesy of Smoke Skill.
Hello.
He likes pie.
And I helped.
Okay, so...
Yeah, we originally brought him on the podcast because we were using him to censor things.
And then after a while they just said, oh, you're on the podcast. Okay.
We were sitting around, so we had to make... We had too many emails and we needed someone else to read them. I mean, God.
I mean, because two sentences is too long for you, right?
Oh my gosh, he can't even escape it when Misty's not
here. No, he can't. You really can't.
It's because we have this love-hate relationship. It just works out that way.
Stooped whore.
You love to hate him.
Exactly. He loves to hate me. It works out equally.
It's part
of... My Little Pony!
It's part
the only time you will ever hear Kyo try to sing the theme song.
Is when he's throwing ponies at my face. At someone.
Use the peg. The unicorns are pointy.
Don't use the cactus, please, no.
Well, I can put the ponies on the cactus, and then I could get a dual spec going.
I was
going
to say, then you just have this weapon of
pony bludgeoning tool.
My little killer.
Somebody needs to do like a zombie pony cactus stabby thing.
They actually made a My Little Pony reference in the most recent Metalocalypse.
Okay.
Oh, God.
The pony stuff.
I realize that our listeners cannot see this, but I am really nearsighted right now because I need a new prescription. And if you're nearsighted and look at the scarf on that poster going up into the pony's mouth, like the one in front, it looks like he's eating a penis.
It does. That drew Panther out to look.
Going right in front, and there's the head. And...
Oh, Lord.
The first doorknob of the night comes out.
It's right there.
Anyway.
And it's in her face.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody has to show Kyo where the penis is.
That's a first.
You put it in your mouth.
Look down.
Well, keep in mind, Kyo's all chick tonight, so, yeah. You know.
It's all right, honey. I just clicked in my vagina, did two clicks. It's good to go.
Is it like a Windex sprayer?
You got one?
Okay, I
You got one for pulse and one for mist?
What? I need a sprinkler sound effect here. Please give me a sprinkler sound effect.
I don't have a sprinkler sound
effect. If you don't click it in, it will fall out. And you cannot have your pussy fall out when you in drag. You can have your pussy fall out while you in drag. Girl, it's all fucking over from there.
His roast beef sandwich falls to the floor.
Kyo is being
Well, that derailed very quickly.
Kyo is being threatened with the doorknob scepter, but it looks like Panther doesn't want to pollute the scepter.
You gotta
that
tuck
way.
And separate. Tuck and separate.
Do you have a special bra for that?
You gotta have your dictate, and you gotta tuck, and you gotta separate, and then you use your dictate.
So do you do mechanical separation, or just a straight X-Acto knife?
Two clicks. Oops.
So do you have a week to work?
Just work. Work, and try not to stab people at work.
And daybreak.
Lots and lots of Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs and Adam Baldwin.
And Adam Baldwin.
Tay
looking
Diggs.
Very yummy.
Uh-oh. No!
Do it!
No!
Do not flash Kyo.
Flash us all.
Well, if I unclick it, there's like a holy light.
You have to understand, there was a bug flying around in here, and he used that flash on it, and the bug had a stroke and landed on the floor, and it was just sort of like twitch, and then still, and they weren't sure if it was dead, and it took about 30 seconds for it to finally start twitching again and fly, so he did it again, and it had another stroke, and it fell on the floor.
Oh my god.
He can kill bugs with that stroke.
It is a dangerous
that strobe is like Gitmo on wheels.
I kind of want one now.
You should see how
I want one that
gets.
Works through a telephone. just so I can strobe the people who call in at work.
Oh fuck.
So this is what happened. Let me get you to your examiner.
Okay, we're not looking, so you can go ahead and do it to them. It's okay.
Flashy thing. Click click.
Wow.
Yeah.
That came from behind me and it blinded
the floor
me.
Starts having yes. a stroke.
Don't mind me.
Does that work on solar radiation?
Stop.
Did it go through my head into
yes.
my eye?
And Panther
yes,
keeps
did.
Flashing us.
That flash is ridiculous.
To be fair,
holy
flat.
Shit.
It's kind of like the holy light when I release my pussy.
Oh, so you're old Greg. You're old Greg. You got a mangina.
Oh.
You want to go to a club where people wee on each other?
You got
to
be careful when you click it in your vagina, honey, because if you click it and it gets stuck, I'm sorry, honey.
Well, see, I know you're a full chick for the first time tonight, but that's just a side effect of being flashed by Panther.
Yeah. It all becomes an innie.
Oh, dear.
Are you glad you're back, like this Mr. Potato Head type?
Shit. Oh, God, that would be a hell of a Mr. Potato attachment.
Mr. Potato Head.
Ooh, and you could have, like, different races, so you could have the black and the white.
How do you think you make Mrs. Potato Head? She gotta have a bagoo, aren't you?
Please don't flash us.
You remember where you can store all the excess parts, right?
Yes, in the back.
Oh, honey. In the back.
In their back butt.
Yeah, it's kind of like above their butt. It's like a door you open.
It's a trunk flap.
Yeah.
Same. That's not where I store stuff.
That's where you put your junk, in the trunk.
Oh, honey, I'm sure that's where you put it.
All of it.
So, have any of you seen Prometheus yet?
No.
I have.
Good, not good.
I enjoyed it. The thing to keep in mind is, in this movie, they're on LV-223, and in the Alien and Aliens films, they're on LV-426. It's a completely different planet.
Yeah,
it doesn't actually connect.
Yeah, I know. I knew it was kind of a prequel, sidequel kind of thing to it.
And
Kissing cousin to the movie.
It actually does have some moments that are actually kind of terrifying. Because, you know, you're going on the same path. H.R. Geiger did all the creature designs just like he did for the others.
Mm-hmm. So they all have penises?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they have this goop that is the catalyst that makes stuff go crazy. And these earthworms get stuck in it, and they create these...
Geiger.
Yeah.
Thank you, mechanical part from the sky.
And the worms get in the goop, and they turn into basically... primitive face huggers. They don't have the big...
So they become vaginas?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Okay. It comes up out of the goop, and it's this sort of... Ah. It just kind of looks like someone's arm with their hand doing like this. And then the idiot biologist, she's so pretty, and it kind of opens up like a cobra. And starts hissing.
Wow, that's the wrong thing to take out of context. It opens up like a cobra and starts to attack.
Yeah, it has this little hood thing that it opens up like a cobra.
Vagina.
Everyone in the audience is just saying, dude, you're gonna die. Back the fuck up. You're gonna die. Oh, see, you died.
See, we watched Alien on Sunday. I'm hoping to watch Aliens next Monday.
I'm totally up for that.
That was a thing that I really liked about Shiki, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All the characters who were too stupid to live...
Died.
Didn't.
Yay. Is there someone you hate in this series? Don't worry.
Because Prometheus was one I was debating seeing this weekend.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't even know that Prometheus was, like, an attached, like, series.
It's an attachment.
I think it was originally supposed to be a direct prequel, but then they were, you know, we don't want it to be so close.
No.
Oh, it was supposed to be a remake?
Oh.
Ridley Scott was going to remake one of his own movies?
What?
Wow.
The thing is, if they do make a sequel, and they do leave it open enough for there to be a sequel...
They can link it.
It will continue to diverge away from Alien. They've already said that they're going to keep moving further away from the established series and create their own.
Okay.
It's still within the same universe.
Yeah, I had no idea. It was like... I haven't been paying that much attention to it. I've been hearing kind of mixed reviews about it, so I'm like...
I'm thinking matinee.
By the way, I really liked Idris Elba in this. He was the ship's captain.
I really wanted to see
Why are you working with the doorknob? Are we all going to die?
Are we okay?
With this crowd around, it's probably just a good idea to keep it near.
You're all going to die down there.
It keeps us settled
down. Am I offending you by talking about Prometheus?
He's gripping that thing for dear life, too.
Some bitches are going to get it tonight.
It's to hold on to the universe. I'm holding on!
Did a good job so far. He's still here.
Or is he?
But we may not be.
I so want to see him in... I don't know if anybody's seen the Prisoner remake, but with that cane, in that pose, with Ian McKellen's outfit.
Yes.
With the solid white.
Yes.
Yes.
All of that, yes.
See, now I'm just thinking back to that guy on YouTube who does the really creepy, crazy, awesome, good Ian McKellen voice.
Mm.
And he's, like, doing these lyrics from various TV shows. Like, he did the theme from DuckTales in the Ian McKellen voice.
Yeah.
He did Inspector Gadget. He did a whole bunch of them.
Life is like
I've seen that
hurricane.
One. Yeah, that
here
one.
Here in Duckburg.
He goes through the whole thing.
Nice. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
A lot of terrifying things are awesome.
Yeah.
There's a point to that. Like jellyfish on fire with starfish attachments.
For a second I thought you were going Princess Jellyfish, but that's terrifying for different reasons.
Yes.
I haven't watched Princess Jellyfish.
He went extra busty for him.
What?
You haven't seen Princess Jellyfish?
No.
It is awesome.
On the cover, you will see several girls. Mm-hmm. One of them is a guy.
Okay.
But and it's not the one you think it is.
No, it's not.
Big tits.
Is it anime?
Yes.
Okay, then, you know.
It's very good. It speaks to all of us on a level that most anime can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like gender fuckery, so.
We've all got through the intro, to be honest, and we're a little bit like, what just happened?
But I can relate with it so well. I mean, I can understand a guy dressing like a girl and trying to pass himself off. I do that all the time. So says my bank account.
So far, I've seen photos. I've not seen you completely, I mean, to the nines.
Oh, honey, it's gotten so much better.
The first time it was when we recorded at Furry Fiesta.
Yeah, yeah, like...
It's like, when did we get another female cat? Oh, that's Keo. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, Keo in heels?
Although
wow.
It's great,
even taller.
Because Keo is, to me, when in drag, as I am to, like, Webster...
So you get face boob when you hug him?
Yes.
Nice.
You feel your pain. You do it to us
and
all
over,
the time.
And
it's
over,
not
over,
pain
and
to me.
Help it.
We feel your pain, and by pain we mean your boobs.
They're just all up in our face. Just can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
No, I'm tall enough to actually clash with the boobs. So it's just kind
and
of
then their boobs fight each other out.
It's not my fault my boobs are in your face. God
clash of the
titans. Yeah.
That was my last face practice run.
Yeah,
that was like 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
Wow.
Although your eyebrow seems to be falling
yeah,
out.
That's because that was my first time doing a different technique. So
he's learning
I've
lots of
new
techniques.
Significantly better
cool.
in the last few weeks.
Yay for learning.
Just don't ask Taekwo that.
Yay for life.
Oh, why?
He's learning
so we
about
got
drag.
Drunk, and...
Well, that always starts a good story.
So this one time...
And Taekwo wanted me to do her up in drag. So I was like, fine, let's do this. That was the Saturday.
Yeah.
So she's drunk and, like, wobbling everywhere. And I'm doing her makeup, and it's just going everywhere.
Was
her
she
face
a mess?
Is perfect. Her eyebrows are perfect. She was doing, like, a really squinty eye when I was doing her eyes. So when she... Oh, if you squint your eyes really hard and you put your finger right under your eye and then you open it, you're about a centimeter under. That's where her line was for her under eye. So she had, like, that thick of an under eye. And
so
she
kind of went all clockwork orange.
It was bad. Like, the rest of her face looked great. Her eyes... We're fucked. I think I have a picture.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
I don't remember.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, it was... I've got the eyebrows down. I've got the face down. I just picked up some professional makeup, so it will be even better.
Yay!
I'm so happy, awesome. And my bank account is not happy.
Every revision I've seen you do has looked better and better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, them getting significantly better every time. Like, every time I take a picture and I look at it, I'm like, God damn, that's so much better from the last one.
All,
like, it'll be, like, a week later and it'll be
all
significantly...
All I know is that when you take off your eyebrows, you look fucking freaky.
You do.
Oh, and now I have the professional shit to take off my eyebrows. So now it will be spot on perfect.
Oh, God. I had a coworker. She would, really pretty girl. But, and she did very professional, very modeled makeup. You know, she drew on the eyebrows and very cleanly, somewhere not whorish, but heavy use of makeup, just very pretty. But the thing is she'd come in a hurry in the morning, and she'd come in without her face. And then she'd sit at her desk and she'd do herself up between calls. But when she came in without her face, especially without her eyebrows on, what the hell? She looks so completely... What? And you're looking at her, it's like, there's something wrong with your face. And you realize, they're just gone, and this girl I see every day is completely different.
Yeah, it's weird how much how makeup can change things.
Yeah,
just, I mean, I was just doing my face, and like I was wearing pretty much this, and I was like, I'm gonna make myself a woman today, and then I was like, I kind of look like a lesbian. Like the photo that I just showed you kind of had the evil queen look,
as
it was pointed out to me, and I was just like, damn it.
You've got a touch of Regina going there.
Oh, what was it? Just one of the conversations, like, the past week, you called yourself a dark diva. And I said to him, you know, that sounds like a Sailor Moon villain.
Oh, my.
And I just saw you dragging it.
Like, in the name of the Diva Moon, I shall punish you.
Yes.
So this is, people who are listening, this won't mean much, but this is the picture of Ian McKellen as number two in the Prisoner remake.
Ah, okay.
He's got this...
nice suit.
Very nice suit.
Ian McKellen always has a nice suit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I've seen pictures of him looking like a hobo.
He's wearing the same sort of suit the architect from The Matrix was wearing.
Yeah.
Also nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Lady Ian McKellen.
So how long into recording are we?
That's a good question.
It's got to be at least half an hour.
Probably like an hour. Stuff and things.
And stuff.
41.
Blah, blah,
okay,
blah.
Cool. Okay, yeah. So 41 minutes.
All right, tangent cast.
Yeah.
What the hell did you expect?
This is the merging of all sorts
this
of
things. This is what happens when we come together. I can't look that direction without seeing the stupid penis.
Stop pointing Keo and calling him a stupid penis. That's not very
nice.
Are
you saying we should take a break and save?
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, we should take a break and save real quick.
This break was brought to you by Vagina.
BRB.
Hail to the V.
Yay.
Oh, God.
And we're back. All right. Hello. So, as usual, Notcast is going to do its Adam and Eve advertisement. And this week, it is definitely geared towards the ladies.
Gears.
Yeah. Well, gears and teeth and pussy trolls. You know, you got to keep them all tame.
Also automatic or manual transmission.
Manual.
Always manual. So, the toy we picked this week is a little bit more expensive than we usually aim for, but as we were talking on the break, when it comes to toys, saving up and dropping a little bit of cash will usually do you best in the long run, if you're talking about a vibrator. Otherwise, you're going to buy it, it'll break. Or you'll buy it and you'll go, what the hell is this shit? Why did I spend money on it? So this week, we are going to be talking about the Wii Vibe 2. It's a neat little item. It looks like a U. What it is it's a little U-shaped device. Part of it goes up inside the vagina and buzzes against the G-spot. The other half kind of curves up around and hugs on the clit. And it's designed to be used during sex. So you put this in, you turn it on, and then you have fun with a partner. And he enjoys it, and you enjoy it, and everybody enjoys it all together.
Moist pussy all around, baby.
So it's a couple's toy. Maybe you can use it solo. I don't know. I imagine it probably feels pretty damn good.
I would think you could use it solo, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it is pricey. It's $129.95, but as always, we have our coupon code, not
KNOT.
You don't get the full discount like you normally do. It does take 25% off. So instead of $130, it's going to be $97.46.
Which isn't bad for a good vibrator.
No, yeah,
no, it's not.
I mean, that's pretty good. Plus, you get your free shipping, you get your free DVDs, you get your mystery gift, and... also, with buying this particular item with Adam and Eve, you also qualify to get a free Waterproof Delight vibrator. So you'll actually get two toys for this price, and that usually runs $25. So you get two toys, good discount, and you get a pretty nice chunk of change off of this. I've heard nothing but good things about this. It's been one I've been really looking at considering getting myself, so I'm eyeballing that discount going, that could be fun.
You vibrate, we vibrate, we all vibrate, honey.
As a quick pointer, It is we, as in W-E, vibe, not we, as in the gaming console.
Because you don't want your controllers all sticky.
You just connect the nunchuck to it and wave it around.
Like it should be. It doesn't really look like a sex toy, either. It looks like...
It looks like an alien probe or something.
Or something you'd use at, like, the gym. I don't know. I mean, it's...
You could use it at the gym.
It's a
how to make all that bike riding funner.
Oh, yes.
It only vibrates when you paddle.
Feel so good after my workouts.
It's a green toy. It's a rechargeable device.
Well, it's kind of like the lights on the bike tires. It only vibrates if you go.
How to keep going. Motivate yourself to go that extra mile.
I'm almost there. Oh, I'm done with my mile.
The problem is that then you have that sort of demotivational moment afterwards where you're like, okay, I think I'm done now.
Well, it comes in a variety of colors. You've got a red, kind of a teal color, purple for Keo.
Hi. From like my man pussy.
And it looks like it's got a nice dark blue. So
yeah.
It doesn't look like a traditional sex object, which I like. I mean, it doesn't look like a corny...
Which is great, because you can leave it out on the table in front of your parents. Not that I suggest that.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that to begin with.
I see the penis now.
And the slow horse finally crosses the finish line.
Well,
nay.
You are in the right corner.
He's becoming a boss.
So, yeah, that's our toy of the week.
But no, it doesn't come in blue. It just comes in the ruby, purple, and teal.
Stick it in. Hunty.
All right, well, I'll read our first email, then we'll go over to Fuzzy Logic, and then we'll go back forth. Crap?
No, just keep going.
Okay.
I lost the wall of text. It disappeared.
I've got it.
It's okay.
Title is Pansexuality. Good evening, famous professional podcasters.
Boo.
Did you just say what?
Professional.
Professional's my ass.
I think there's only one professional out of this
is
group.
Professional.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we work on the same street corner. You should know this.
First off, I would like to apologize for what might qualify as a wall of text. Yes, it does. But I needed this many words to make my stance on definition clear. Though I tried my best to use proper spelling, grammar, and punctuation, I still hope for the reader's sake that you aren't L-shaped. I'm sorry, I am all L-shaped, and it's Thursday, which makes it Tars Day.
Tard Day.
Tars.
Tard. Because we're L-shaped.
Nah.
Daddy likes candy.
I could be writing to you today with any number of topics I think would fit your show, but I have chosen this one because it is personally unsettling to me to see how much must be said. As I listen to your entire backlog of podcasts for the third time, I'm noticing a glaringly unchanged pattern. Whenever someone brings up pansexuality, you never really know the definition, and usually tangent into something along the lines of Teflon fetish. Sorry. This is a personal issue of mine, as I consider myself pansexual. This email aims to change this so you know what people mean when they say pansexual. I'm sure you're familiar with the concept of the person who has sexual attraction, desire, and romantic love, and or emotional attraction towards both men and women. This is a binary choice, and it's called bisexualism. This uses a prefix bi, meaning two. Now, let me describe to you the concept of a person who has sexual attraction, desire, romantic love, and or emotional attraction towards others, regardless of such factors as sex, gender, race, etc. This is an all-encompassing sexuality, so it's called pansexualism, using the prefix pan, which is a combining form meaning all. Now, in case someone tries to once again say that these two are similar, in early episodes it's been called such thing as BS term for being bisexual, let me point something out to you. If you're a man and you're attracted to another man, you're homosexual. If you're also attracted to women, you're bisexual. Let's say you're also attracted to people who are transitioning between sexes, such as cunt boys and dick girls. Well, for one, that's a kind of, they don't really like all that terminology.
No,
they don't.
They don't at all.
Then what are you? Let's say you're attracted to women who prefer to be thought of as male, or men who prefer to be thought of as female. What about people who've removed their genitalia in favor of a single hole for urine? What about true herms, as impossible as they may be? If you're attracted to all these equally, and you can't imagine being biased towards any one person simply based on their sex, you're a pansexual. However, this doesn't mean pansexuals sleep with anybody, no more than bisexual people are inherently greedy. Pansexual people tend to opt for qualifiers that are more androgynous, such as cute, strong, smart, sophisticated, etc. Too long, didn't read version. Pansexual don't consider potential mate sexual... I'm sorry, I'm L-shaped. Pansexual people don't consider a potential mate sex as a qualifying factor, whereas bisexual people only consider men and women. Of course, sexual preferences are a continuous spectrum and will fluctuate on any given person's lifetime. I hope to high heaven that pansexuality becomes the norm in the future. I find great irony in the fact that I distinctly remember Fuzzwolf has said that both the hopes that people that hold this ideal in the future, and he said that pansexual is a BS term for being bisexual. Don't worry, you're still among my top three cast members. Anyway, I hope you all learned something for this. If not, I at least tried. Keep up with great work on the podcast. In case you're wondering, I don't think any less of you from what I can see is misconceptions about a word's definition. Sea Pony, Tears and Provolone, Kylie. Okay.
Provolone.
First of all, please don't refer to transitioning individuals as cunt boys and dick girls.
That's a different thing.
That'll get you smacked real quick, honey.
Or worse.
That is a very different thing.
Now, there are some out there who like that particular in-between stage, and they aim to be there their entire lives.
Yeah.
So, that being said, I myself am bi, and that's the kind of, that's the term I use. That being said, my character is a herm for a reason. I like all kinds of gender blending from, you know, drag to, you know, just vanilla male, female to, well, you said it, cunt boys, dick girls. And if it's gender queer, then it usually falls within my taste. I prefer androgynous over anything hyper. That being said, I think you're drawing a little bit of a hard line between bisexual and pansexual. You know, there is bis where they like very firm definitions of both sides, but then there are bisexuals like me, which are, you know, use that term to refer to the entire flavor of everything from strict male to strict female to the entire rainbow between. I still call that maybe pansexual is a better term, but I think you're splitting hairs. But that's just me.
I kind of think that it's a little bit... They're sort of drawing a line between bisexuals are people who are attracted to male or female bodies.
Only.
And pansexual people are attracted to people regardless of their bodies. And that's a little bit dismissive to bi people who are just interested in... who may very well just be attracted to individuals, yeah, regardless of their body, and for them, it's they can be either. In the end, when you talk about, you know, pan, bi, this is binary, this is not, yes, it is binary. Because even if you're talking about a chick who wants to be thought of as a guy, or a guy who wants to be thought of as a chick, there are still two genders involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's basically trying to draw a distinction to separate out, I'm attracted to the person, you're attracted to the body.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit, like I said, dismissive of the people who are bi who don't need to make that distinction.
And if we try to make that this distinction too fine and have a separate word for everything, for instance, me, I'm generally attracted to both genders, yes, but I tend to find myself attracted to stronger women and more feminine men. So, where do we come up with a term for that? We're going to need a separate term for everybody because nobody in this room has exactly the same sexuality, and you would have to search Dallas to find even a near match for most people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I just... As a man that likes to dress as a woman sometimes, I just find it... When you draw that line so definitively when it comes down to that, I mean, like... Webster said, it really come. It's you come down to two genders. When I'm in drag, if you refer to me as a man, I'm probably going to reach in my purse and find a rusty box cutter and hit you with it. Because, I mean, you are as you wish the world to perceive you. If you are dressing as a woman and you want to be perceived as a woman, you are a woman. If you are a... I mean, it really comes... I mean, it is... You are what you are. And you can't change that fact, and I understand what he's getting at, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
You know, there's that middle ground there, but I think bisexual is really a pan term when it comes to that, just because I like men, I like women. Why does that exclude all the middle parts?
Yeah. Also, the use of the term pan, if you want to get into the origin and what they mean, using pan, that's why you get references to Teflon. Because pan means all. That means that you'll have sex with it if it's a dog. You'll have sex with it if it's a tree. You'll have sex with it if you're going back to the original roots, as the emailer was.
Pan is everything.
Yeah. And that's not what you're saying.
Anything that moves, and often things that don't.
And as far as we're going, I think you're going for human sexual, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing at all.
Or perhaps, even if you're willing to expand beyond the human concept, sapien sexual.
Yeah. I just think that the way he's defining bisexual in his terms is he's meaning it a lot more narrowly than I usually think of it. When I think of myself
bisexuality.
I'm interested in everything from completely androgynous, where you're sitting there staring at something going, is that male? Is it female? I don't care. I like it. And it doesn't matter what it is under the trunk. You know, I'll be happy to discover it when we get that far, but, you know, in the meantime, it's all cool.
If I went with my purely physical urges, I would be a horrible tranny chaser. Fortunately, for everybody involved, I actually take the whole, you know, person thing into account.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's... That's our thoughts. Take of it what you will.
Yes. Yep. As we all kind of run out.
Shall we switch?
Yes.
Next email.
All right. This is from Frost, and I will be bleeping out certain portions of it, just because it's even a little beyond what we usually read.
Yeah.
Anyway. Afternoon, guys. Let's dive right in. My first mate was a who dumped me because he was a whinny who likes to hop from person to person. Zach was a short little... whose favorite term of endearment for me was, and my most recent ex, whom I still love, killed himself after a mutual breakup, though not due to the breakup. Life. Looking into getting some subsidized housing, a second job to pay rent is out of the question. I'd go postal in a week or two. And we'll pass this over to Keo for the sassy Keo phrase.
What do I got this week?
He's processing.
Ooh, girl.
He's processing.
Honey, if you keep throwing a fit because you can't read a fucking sale sign, I'm going to shove these shoes up your ass. They are not on sale.
I'm going to borrow him for work.
Hero of the week.
Yeah, he needs to work with me tomorrow.
That's all.
You just need to record a soundboard of him.
Yeah.
I totally do.
Just make the soundboard and then push the button.
Okay. That's all for tonight.
Oh,
Frost of the CWSW.
If we had a Kyo soundboard at Journey.
I'll start with this one.
Oh, goodness.
Which one?
A question that needs some womanly advice.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Dear all-female not-cast.
Sorry, guys.
I don't count.
If you could please leave me as anonymous, since I'm not sure if my mate listens to the show or not. I've been a long-time listener. Thank you so much for all the laughs late at night while delivering the daily newspaper. The show really brightens up my trip. Now my question for you is, I have a girlfriend. Yes, I know, straight male furry.
They
OMG
do exist.
Oh,
hey, I do too. You're not alone.
Liars.
That is living in Ohio while I've been living in Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, on both counts.
Okay, so I have a girlfriend that is living in Ohio I have been living in Pennsylvania. Now, this relationship has been going on for 3 years, but has just stayed online. We made plans last year to go on a camping trip, but that fell through due to losing my job at the time.
Oof.
Since then, it seems like when I mention about either seeing her or moving closer, she says she's not ready for it and doesn't want me to talk like that until she is.
It's also gotten to the point that it's hard for me to even get the opportunity to talk to her about what she means by ready, and if maybe we can do something so that we could meet up and actually get to see each other, or just to chat. It's gotten to the point I'm not sure if I'm in a relationship or not. I could use your help, and if you could let me know if you need more information, I would appreciate it, even if it's just an email. Again, I would like to remain anonymous. Thanks for the help.
Ooh, I got one for this. So, I've been in my share of relationships, honey, let me tell you.
He's been around the block.
Right?
This is the
Your situation
of the group.
Sounds a lot like she is unsure and or not really into the relationship and that she's backpedaling. I can't say 100%, obviously, because I don't know all the stipulations, but when you're trying to meet her and she's like, oh no, I'm not ready for that, and you've known her for 3 years.
3 years.
It sounds like she's not wanting it and backpedaling and not trying to hurt your feelings, also, in my opinion.
It's 3 years. This is 3 years this is going on.
It's Ohio to Pennsylvania. I'm not saying that's a simple drive.
But it's not...
It's not that far to Washington.
I mean,
that's 3 years. You're 8, maybe 12 hours away from each other. I don't actually know. I'm just throwing out numbers that sound high, but possibly right.
My harsh logic says that girl might be getting... It's been 3 years. She doesn't want to meet up with you, big quotation marks.
She would have already met up with you if she wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I translated that as she is might possibly be interested in someone else, maybe, but, or she's just not interested in the relationship.
This is Shiva's guideline to long-distance relationships.
Don't.
Well, no. My long-distance relationships got me over in Australia, so...
Ooh,
when you get to know somebody online and you guys start to get more interested, you should start seeing about meeting up maybe about 3 months, at the max 3 to 4 months after things start getting really interested. 6 months at the most, and that's a long time.
3 years?
3 years, fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a relationship. That's an email writing campaign. I mean...
I can have a pen pal and tell them I love them all the time, too. Don't make it real, honey.
It comes down to, if you want someone to talk to via a computer screen, that's great. But a relationship is not something that's going to carry on.
I just find it really shady when someone's like, we've been in a thing for 3 years, yeah. I want to meet up with you, and then she's like, well, I'm just not ready for that.
Like, it's 3 years.
Three years is a long fucking time in relationship terms. I have been with men and broke up with men faster than 3 years, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
As a straight male fur who's been in a situation very, very similar to that, it does sound like she was interested in this, on the face of it, more for the status than necessarily the actual idea of meeting up and having a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes people just don't take internet relationships that seriously.
And it differs on either side what the person wants out of it. I was interested in actually having an honest, genuine relationship, actually meeting up and maybe moving in together at some point in the future. She didn't want that. And when she found out that that's what I was interested in, she grew more distant to the point where she actually disappeared for 8 months. And when I finally got back in contact with her, she only wanted to just be friends.
And that's what it comes down to. It's like, I mean, do you want to keep talking through a computer screen? I mean, or phone, or whatever your means? Or do you want something where you can reach out and touch someone, where you can, you know, be involved in their life? Yeah, maybe you can only meet a couple times a year, but at least you can have those periods of actual human interaction. I'm sorry, I've done long-distance relationships. It sucks, but you need to at least be able to meet up and have those times of reconnection and to help you get through. And hopefully it won't stay like this your entire life, because that's a kind of a lonely existence.
And have you tried... Like, did he say in the email whether or not he has asked her directly how she feels about the situation?
He does not say that.
I thought he said he started having problems talking to her about...
Yeah.
Well, that sounded more like he was talking about trying to meet up with her rather than trying to discuss the status.
Well, he said that he was having trouble getting clarification from her on what she meant by ready and what that would entail.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was more focused on... My personal opinion is that you should talk to her and ask her. I mean, you need to take yourself out of the situation and ask her, would she like a relationship with you on a serious level? Or is this just something that you're doing online? I mean, you really have to clarify the difference between... Exactly. Yeah. Because you want a real relationship, she might just be interested in an internet relationship.
It's unfair for her to lead you on if that is indeed what she's doing.
And taking a brief step back on the motivation thing, it could also be... internet relationships are safer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
It could be something that is fear-based rather than trying to lead you on, trying to do this. It could just be that she's afraid, but you still need to sit down and have the, this is what I want. Yeah. Is this what you want? If not, then this isn't going to work.
Yeah, I mean, honey, it's been 3 years. You have all the goddamn right in the world to be like, where are we going with this?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is a serious investment of your time you've already put into this. Before either of you invests more of your time in this, both of you probably need to examine what you're looking for out of it.
Yeah, because you can't go another 3 years going, well, I might meet up with this person eventually. You're wasting your time and you can find someone else.
Speaking from experience, being suddenly 30 and realizing that you've just wasted 6 years of your life is a really depressing place to be.
Yeah,
you got your degree.
Well, no, try being 34 and realizing that you just wasted 9 years of your life.
Yeah. I'm glad I only wasted one.
Ooh, bitter there. So
the bitter batter of her heart.
Did I say that?
She's making a little cake in her heart.
There were other things that happened.
Yes. That's a whole other discussion. But there's a reason birthdays are difficult. So.
Yeah.
I think we've touched on all of his questions.
Yeah, yes.
We've touched all over.
Mm. Oh, goodness.
Honey, we touched you.
Yeah.
Be sure to use antibacterial soap.
Bitch got touched by an angel.
Now, on this doll, can you show where?
There ain't enough Summer's Eve in this world to let me show you where.
Anyway.
On to you guys.
Yes, our next email. Greets to the 4 best fuzzies in the world. Sorry. Long-time listener, first-time writer. First, to the problem I have. There is a friend who I used to be local with, but that I still correspond with on a regular basis. We're both furs, but whereas I have found someone in real life to have a relationship and got a sustainable job, go me, my friend has continued to be stuck in the rut of touting the pets and slaves he has obtained on tapestries and furry muck as his mates. He has lost his job, has moved into the cellar of his parents, whom he hates and complains about constantly, even though he makes no apparent effort to lift himself out of this life after more than 4 years. Congratulations, you wrote a sentence long enough that I ran out of breath.
I know people like that.
I want to try and help him see the mess he has made of his life, but I cannot figure out a way without being blunt and rude.
Well,
it is appreciated.
Sometimes you have to be.
Yeah, there's really not a way out of this one without being blunt. Because it's always... No matter how nicely you couch it, someone's always going to be insulted when you say, dude, you fucked up.
Bet you a waste of life.
Where's that soundboard that you got? She's a stupid bitch.
She's a stupid bitch.
See, when somebody doesn't have their own voice telling them, you need to do something with your life, that's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will bludgeon you to death until you finally get it.
You just need to look at your friend and be like,
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And yes, this will cause an argument. It's always going to cause
it. It's going to. It is inevitable.
Unfortunately, depending on how your friend reacts, you may lose the friendship. But this is something somebody has to tell him.
Yeah, online, on taps, that's great. If you want to sit in front of a computer screen,
I'm more worried about the fact that this person has apparently lost their means of support for themselves.
And it sounds like they don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, this person is diving themselves into a fantasy reality to avoid the reality of his situation. Yeah. He has lost his job, he has lost where he was staying, he's living in his goddamn parents' basement. And
I'm sorry, you'll miss the facial expression. So.
He's becoming all of the cliches that go with the particular identity.
I have all of my slaves in this fantasy internet universe, and I love them. Bitch, get a job and get a life. I'm sorry. Like, it's really the truth. You cannot be however old this person is. Yeah. I'm assuming upper 20s, mid-20s.
It sounds possible.
That's what it sounds like to me. Because, I'm sorry, if it was like, you know, the 18 middle range right there, it's kind of like, it's kind of a problem, but it's still kind of that younger age. It becomes a problem when you get in your mid-20s and you're sitting in your parents' basement doing absolutely goddamn nothing about it. I'm sorry, honey, it's time to fucking grow up.
Also, and maybe I'm reading too much into the situation here, but a problem that I hear from a lot of people who are in kind of similar situations is dissatisfaction with the jobs that are available to them. So, bitch, you are not too good for McDonald's.
I tell that to everyone. I'm like, if you cannot find a job in 3 months, honey, you are not good enough to not work at McDonald's.
To be fair, that is actually a problem right now.
3 months is a little quick to judge on, because it took me 6.
It took me 7.
Well, I know, but like... Okay, my general standard for what I'm looking for a job is I give myself 3 months to look for the job that I'm desiring.
Yeah.
And then after the 3 months, it's time to broaden your horizons. Yeah. So.
I get what you're saying. Okay, if you haven't found a job in 3 months, now you ain't too good for McDonald's.
Usually what I do is when I'm job hunting is I look for something that at least match what I'm making on unemployment. And then, because I don't want to actually leave unemployment and lose money.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of unemployment, then I go for anything. Anything to keep that check coming.
Oh, yeah, if you're on unemployment, honey, you know, you can work it a little longer. That's what unemployment is for.
Yeah.
So you can find that job.
Yep.
But people are like, I'm just too good for that.
When I graduated from college, I had a bachelor's in business administration with a focus in real estate. The first job I got... working a register at a fast food restaurant, raising canes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was cleaning floors, I was cleaning tables, I was refilling condiments. I was cleaning the fucking bathrooms with a college degree.
You gotta do your time.
Mm-hmm. 3 months later, I switched over to a different company, a coffee shop and a grocery store. And I was there for 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
You have to do your time.
I worked in the last bits of college in a Sears as... loss prevention. After I got out of college, I finally got a, well, better on some counts job with a mortgage company in fall of 2007. So I worked there for a month before everybody got laid off. And then I went to call center for 4 years.
And she ripped out her soul that day. Put on her man's skirt and walked out the door in confidence.
I am not too good for call centers. So, you are not too good for McDonald's, bitch.
So she became a ginger when she started working that job.
Yeah.
Well, it was, the transition was she was a security guard, so she put on her man pants. And then she went over to the call center.
And that's when I just put on the bitch suit.
He borrowed it from Rhonda.
I have heard about Rhonda the Legendary.
I worked McDonald's, and then I worked in a pizza place. It wasn't just like normal pizza place, but like a place that made just raw dough and raw sauce that we then sent out places. It was a processing center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked food jobs. I worked in a pet store. I did all these manual shit. And then later on, I then went to work for a call center doing Dell support. And from then, it went up from there. But I still did my time doing the piddly-ass shit.
Everyone has to. It makes you a better person for it.
Yeah. It also gives you that experience.
Yes. Oh, honey, and they're looking for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some resumes where they got, like, one thing on it. Mm-hmm. And they worked there for maybe 2 months. You know which resume they look over when they're looking through all their resumes? That would be one of them.
They just kind of toss it.
Because, I'm sorry, if you got a sheet of paper with one word written on it and you hand it to someone as a resume, you ain't getting that job.
No.
I remember when I got the job with this company, I didn't have any call center experience, and that was what the position I moved into was. And during the interview, I was talking with the people who were interviewing me, and they asked me, why would you be a good employee here? And I told them it's because I
pick a job and I stick with it and I do it. You can look at my resume and see that I have not worked a job for less than 2 years. And they looked at me and said, yeah, that's why you're here interviewing.
And that's what landed me my current job, is the fact that I was looking for a place to stay. As in, they weren't just going to transition over to me, because when I was job hunting, I didn't want contract jobs. I didn't want something, I want something with stability where I could sink my time in. And I pointed out that all my other jobs that I had on, the only reason I left is because my contracts dried up. You know, they went to a different call center, this, that, and the other thing. And that's, it's like when I join a job, I stay until they kick me out the door. And this is because the business dries up. And that was one thing that landed me my job, is if you show dedication, then they like that.
Because they're investing money.
My current awesome job? 4 years of call center experience.
Yep. Anyway, we had some more of that to read.
Yes, we have a last bit of this. Next, I have a question directly for the linguistic rap king with the sexy voice.
Aw.
Blink, blink.
In episode, and that's where the other seven go blink, blink, too.
Blink, 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 blink.
In episode 46, Istanbul mentions about one-letter words, and it got me thinking. What about words where the word itself is the first letter? Like Q, J, T, etc. Do this group of words have a particular name, and if so, what? I have looked online since I thought of this and have yet to find anything myself, so I'm reaching out to you with this. I honestly have not run across that term. I do not know if there is one. I'm guessing yes, because linguists name everything at some point. But I don't know what it is.
We should ask Stephen Fry.
Yes, we should.
Go to his Twitter feed and ask him. If anything, it'll at least get a fairly entertaining response.
I'll look it up. You can ask Stephen Fry over Twitter. We'll see what we come up with for next
week.
Well,
you've got the Twitter feed. You ask him.
Oh, I don't know how to access your Twitter feed from this.
I don't have a Twitter feed.
You can ask him later and sort it out.
Yes.
Anywho, keep your logic fuzzy, kitty boy.
Yay!
My thanks for finally writing in.
Yes. It is always good to have first-time email writers. We love our long-time writers.
I fucking
but eventually,
hate
you.
What? The views of Kyo Foxtrot
are
not
horrible ideas.
Yes.
They do not represent the podcast in any form or fashion.
No. We do love our long-time writers, all of you. But at some point, we need a more episodic feel as opposed to the serialized storylines we tend to run. We still love you, and we will still definitely read your emails and answer your questions.
Just more people write in, too. Honey.
Yeah.
After a while, it starts feeling kind of like Dragon Ball Z.
See, whereas the not listening to all of the Notcast episodes feels a little bit more like Game of Thrones.
So people putting heads on spikes.
Exactly.
Having sex with their cousins and sisters and brothers.
Yeah. You hear somebody's story and then they disappear forever. And then you hear somebody else's story and they disappear forever.
I wasn't touching his balls, you were, honey.
That's what he does best.
So shiny?
Sigh. Okay. This is on topic, actually. Wow.
Yay!
The Tetris pieces are coming together.
Oh, no.
Oh, bye.
Oh, kinky.
Loser.
Well, usually that means me. It's like, oh, dear.
So we're all coming together on Shiva?
Oh, Lord.
Hello, ladies. They have taken over the control of this occasional out-of-control podcast.
You know, it's a bad sign that I... My mind didn't go anywhere dirty. I heard Come Together by the Beatles.
Wow, that's rare for you.
I was actually picturing a game of Tetris.
Well, it's just L-shaped Tetris block usually is
so
how...
So just start bumping into each other. And
anyways. Then after a while it fills
and
with line.
And your left leg disappears. And...
Yeah, pretty much.
Business at your corner must be good if it's tired out your gutter mind.
Wow. So, anywho...
Yes.
Hello, ladies. I have taken control of this occasional out-of-control podcast. I have several questions for you fine felines, but I shall keep it simple and to the point, or at least try. I have wondered about what women think about males genetic, who are possibly any kind of the following. Pre-op, transgender, post-op, drag queens, and cross-dressers.
Hey, girl.
Hey. I know Shiva has talked about some
I think it means someone she knows.
Yeah, someone she knows who are in a relationship as she is now post-op, but I've always wondered, wow, this is... Okay. About what others think about these terms and people who are doing some of these things that are considered out of the norm for typical U.S. society. Does any of this make any sense? While I write this down, I find it hard to put into what I fully want to ask into words, so I hope that you will be able to understand what I wrote. Looking forward to the show, Running Cat.
So, our thoughts on genetic males who are...
Transitioning.
So we're not entirely male.
Honestly, the first thing that comes to my mind is that takes, with all due respect for the inherent horrible pun here, balls. That is a major step towards defining your identity in a way that society will almost guaranteed not approve of.
And then it takes a severe lack of balls.
No, honey, that's when the dick tape comes in handy. As a man that likes to put on a dress and tumble around in heels, because it's not really walking, it's tumbling.
Oh, I know. There's a reason why I don't wear them, and I wonder why men who voluntarily do.
Now visualizing a giant purple tumbleweed.
Well, that didn't take at all long to get distracted.
Anyway.
There was a sentence in there.
Yeah.
They're talking about guys who want to take something sharp and pointy to it.
I know.
Two of those are snippy,
the rest are Heidi.
Yeah. So in general, men don't present themselves as male. Yeah.
Or who are becoming not male.
It is
I missed that other part.
Well, here's the thing. When he says post-op in here, is he talking about... female to male, or
he says male to female,
well, or pre-op, or
technically pre-op transgender and post-op transgender. You really are supposed to categorize them as women.
Yeah. I mean, well, which is why he specified genetic.
I don't always succeed. I really super hard try to put them in the mental box that they want to be in.
Yeah.
If they want to be female and not drag queen and not cross-dressing, then I really try super hard to consider them female, whether or not they've actually had the surgery or not. If that's how they're presenting, that's how I try to think of them.
Yeah.
Drag queens... I think that they're very...
Drag queens are entertainers.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They're showgirls. I mean, you can't really classify drag queens under the same stipulations as a pre-op, post-op.
Yeah.
Because it's a man putting on a dress to perform and entertain people, not necessarily... to just, you know, tromp around as this is my everyday thing. If it's your everyday thing, then you're a transsexual.
Yes.
So that makes it a two-part question.
So, and then there's cross-dressing, which I personally really like, but...
Cross-dressing can be really hot.
Yes.
Yes, it can.
Men in lingerie.
Oh, hell yes.
Uh-huh.
But we are not your typical cross-section of females.
At the same time, the point of the topic is female in the fandom.
Yes.
And I think that we are reasonably representative of females in the fandom.
We're as close as you're going to get to that.
I'm not.
You, sir, don't count. That's why you're over there.
Yes. And he's also token.
I'm on the naughty step.
Oh, my.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry. As to how I personally think of them, in terms of gender, I tend to think about people as they present themselves. I've actually never been sure with drag queens whether you're supposed to refer to them by the gender they're presenting.
Always.
Or... Okay, that's good to
say. Always.
That is useful.
Yes.
In terms of like how I feel about the concept, I'm totally with Halfwit on the when people take control of their own identity and take steps to be who they are. I think that that's... I find that attractive in a personality.
Simply for the aspect of courage that it takes.
On a physical level, I'm almost entirely straight. There are exceptions to this. There have been times when I've gotten to know chicks who have personalities that I would totally hook up with. But it's very rare. So, for me, someone who is genetically male, but who is now female, or in the process of becoming female, or in the process of gaining a female body, there's a little bit of a hurdle to cross for that. I would need to get to know them very well and have a really solid relationship with them, I suspect, before that would move into, like, physical attraction, with the small exception of sometimes I get really, really curious, but I don't know if that's a good basis for a relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just want to see it.
Well, I did actually. I was on a dating site, and I saw it was an F2M person, and reading their profile and exchanging a couple of messages with them, they were really interesting, and I was like, I could go on a date with this person. And it was like, huh. It never happened, but it was more of a, So I don't know if that's more of an answer to the questions that they're answering. Drag queens, I think, are fun.
They are fun.
Yes.
Kyo is especially fun because Kyo is like super sized drag queen, like all of the 7 feet tall now with the heels.
Put on my 5-inch pumps, honey. I'm up there. But yeah, I mean, it's a fucking challenge. Like, the first time I walked out of the house in high heels and a wig, you know how fucking terrifying that was? I mean, I still haven't gotten over, like, you know, the idea of, oh, I'm gonna walk into a store, you know, dressed like a woman. Like, that's fucking terrifying, mm-hmm. because
especially
I've
in Texas.
Seen some shit.
Yeah. We're in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen some shit. Like, a friend of mine, one of my drag mamas in Virginia Beach, like, we were walking out of the club, and we had stopped somewhere. I can't remember. I think it was the gas station around the corner. And, like, these guys started getting violent. Ooh. And, well, Raven's a scary bitch, so... she was drunk, so she took off her high heel and went at their car.
Oh.
And they started to drive away, and she jumped on their fucking car and just started bashing in their windshield with her high heel.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, yeah. That's a bunch of guys who now know not to fuck with drag queens.
Never fuck with a drag queen. They have
because
so
they
many
come
weapons.
Because they're equipped with 5-inch spikes.
Disclaimer,
hide.
Don't jump on someone's hood with a heel.
Don't.
I do actually have a question that I've been thinking about on the F to M, M to F concept. So, like I said, when somebody's presenting as one gender, I tend to think of them in that gender.
Yeah.
I like pretty men.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I'll look around a room and be like, pretty man, pretty man, pretty man, pretty man, pretty man.
Oh, you pretty
and
man.
And I recently had it, I recently made a reference to somebody being a pretty man and was told never to say that in their presence because they were an F to M and they were kind of sensitive about that. And
yeah.
I had a moment of trying to figure out, where is the line? Is it that person doesn't actually want to be treated like a man, but wants to be treated like a woman who isn't comfortable in a man's body? Because that way of me referring to them that way is me treating them like a man.
I think what it was is just try and stay away from any feminine
lingo.
Terms.
Lingo.
You call them pretty, and some people, if you call them pretty, they feel like they're not passing.
Yeah.
Pretty is a feminizing term.
Yeah.
So when most people, when they hear pretty, they think fair-faced, you know, long hair, you know.
Feminine.
Pretty, feminine, yes.
And if they're F to M, they're trying to pass as just M, so that...
Handsome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some people aren't that sensitive about it, but...
Some people are.
So essentially the answer is that they do want me to treat them as someone who's not comfortable in a male body.
No. Want someone who is comfortable
they
in a male.
They just don't want you to use the female term of pretty.
Right, but I guess that's sort of what I'm trying to... I'm trying to figure out what the balance, what the line there is, because I use pretty to refer to men. And
yes,
it's
not, not a lot of people do.
Yes.
It's very rare.
It's very...
And most men don't like being referred to as pretty.
Yeah.
See, and most of the men that I refer to as pretty don't mind that.
Also, most of the men you refer to as pretty are kind of flaming. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, like dick.
Like,
it's just, in this particular case... You just don't use female type adjectives.
You're a handsome dude and punch him in the shoulder.
Yeah.
And then she'll go, ow!
It's just this one edit thing. It basically comes down to just being polite in this one case.
So it's a matter of they want... The polite thing to do is to remember that they're not actually a man and they've got a sensitive nature in regard to that.
Yes.
A man can have a sensitive nature. I know...
Oh, I know.
I know
God.
Men who will go batshit at you if you call them pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were born with that. So.
Well, see, I would be... Basically, I wouldn't hang out with a guy who reacted like that. So my response to that would be...
It's a very odd concept, and it's basically trying to avoid anything that will call back to their prior life.
Okay, so it is keeping in mind... their prior existence.
I know.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's still a sensitive point, and I know a lot of trans people that get really, really, really offended if you even, like, make reference to their prior gender with them.
Bear in mind also, and this is not a direct bearing on the specific issue, but that a lot of trans people, and pretty much all of them, are undergoing some form of hormone therapy,
so,
which
yeah.
screws with your emotional responses in a major way.
Okay. It was sort of like a, like I said, a strange...
It's kind of like buying a brand new car and saying, oh, that's nice, because they just purchased themselves a pussy, and it's brand new and shiny, and they want that pussy to be all... Or, well, in this case, they bought themselves a penis.
Yeah.
And they want that shit to be sparkly and shiny and, ooh, girl, that shit is hot.
They don't want it to look like their old car at all, because it's a bad thing when your penis looks like your old car.
For a second there, you sounded like Mr. Garrison.
I think of it more along the lines of if somebody who's been really big all their lives just dropped 50 pounds.
Yes.
And every time you see them, you're like, God, you're looking so thin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that...
Kinda, yeah.
Try to keep in mind
the past is painful.
Say, yeah. By saying something, God, you're looking thin. But you see, what's a fat bitch? No, let's don't do that.
Yeah.
Also, random side note: you fuzzy funny. Logicers already know. Apparently, I pass.
Yes. As what?
Oh, a man.
Yeah. Do you have one of those triple tits? D knockers?
Yeah, I go to grocery stores and the like cashier's counter stops here, so it's not like they're obscured, and I get called sir.
Honey, does this look like sir to you?
I can kill small animals with these. These are not
I can my entire dice collection down here, bitch.
I can smother
dice.
Oftentimes on the phone, I get called ma'am at work.
That's because you're not doing Sean Connery.
Oh, see, you suggest that when I'm at work, I start talking like this on the phone.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Yes. You will never be called ma'am like that.
And then you'll start getting stalkers because of the sexy voice, and it'd just be bad.
I always love people's reactions. Like, when I'll go through a drive-thru, and they're like, yes, ma'am, we have that for you. And then I get up there, and I'm like, hi. They're like, oh.
Yeah, that's happened to me in the drive-thru before.
My mate, Siam, gets called ma'am all the time. You guys know what? Does he look like a ma'am to you?
No.
Not even vaguely.
It's like, ma'am? It's like, he's a dude.
He has a penis.
And he doesn't even look feminine.
Granted, it's not out and visible.
But still.
Does this look like a vagina to you?
He starts whooping it around going, does this look like a...
Yeah.
That's when he did the two knots to the other side, released it.
With a wing.
Pulled off his pocket pussy.
Oh, so I got a thing of, on the, I guess, personal thing. Next week is the 19th. It's Tuesday. It's me and Siam's 15-year anniversary.
Hey. Congrats.
So, yeah. 15 years of being together.
Congrats.
That's crazy.
I'm just kind of sitting back and going, holy shit, in a couple of years I will have been with him as long as I've been without. It's like, that's kind of scary when you're getting close to that, that mark.
That's a vegetable of a milestone right there.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of sitting going, wow, holy shit.
Holy shit is, yeah, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
We should all be so lucky.
Oh, Lord. We're getting ready to celebrate my mate's cradle-robbing birthday.
Mm.
He's becoming 40 this year.
Oh, and I need to get that measurement question to
you. Oh, my.
Isn't that a little personal?
Before you leave.
So, why you measured it lately? Has it shrunk any?
Well,
does it shrink with age or just cold water?
You bring it up to the door, you cut, you know, measure a little once for the year, see if he's grown any.
Well, I know this amazing coupon code at adamandeve.com.
If I get it hard enough, it'll ring the bell. Ding! Oh, that's great.
And now we're at the Texas State Fair.
Here's your prize.
Do no, they deep I fry
the,
that?
I want the
You're
stuffed elephant.
Stabbed.
I want the stuffed elephant. There's oh, a baby. Big Speedy Gonzales. I want that.
Okay, so
Marvin the Martian.
So were there any other on-topic emails?
I don't think there was.
What's the record time at, Keo?
We're at 1:35.
Okay, so we got time for like one more, and then we'll have to wrap up.
Are you okay if we see if we've got any more on-topic ones?
Yeah,
or
go
do you
ahead.
Have one you'd like to do?
As far as I know, we're good.
I think we're good.
Was there anything in here that was like an urgent question?
I don't remember.
I can read real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and
he's scanned. Anything that needs to be answered this week or anything?
I know there are two left, and one of them is from one who we've already read from.
Yeah, this one's the one we've read from like 10 zillion times, so that works. It's a good topic, but we have read from him a few times, so we can skip it until next week. They're both. People.
They're both...
They're rewrites.
Okay. Because I know there was another one that Let's we elected to kind of set aside.
Let's see. No.
So I don't think we have any more on topic.
No, we got a couple... We got a couple long ones.
Ow. Oh, fuck.
Actually,
what
the
did
last
you do?
My kneecap pops.
Whose turn was it to read...
Oh, God.
Yeah, you've got to stop spending so much time.
Actually, this one sounds kind of interesting.
Okay.
Which one?
It's long, so God help you all. Scanning it sounds kind of neat. Let's see. An Interesting Occurrence is the title. Greetings again, illustrious notcasters. It's Branth again with a slightly amusing tale that I'm very sorry didn't happen in time for episode 180, Russian Reversals. In Soviet Russia's furries fat to you. I'm sure advice would have been hilarious. I've just got back from a trip to see my best friend from high school. He just got back from Afghanistan. He's a Marine and had quite a bit of cool shooting tricks to teach me when he got back.
Congrats on making it back alive.
Yeah. And I was really excited to see him in the brief time before he needed to ship out again. It had been years since we had seen each other, and in fact, the last time we were able to hang out was when I was still in high school, before I discovered I was bi. I'm not sure if I had noticed before if joining the Marine Corps and getting a nice tan out of the desert helped things, but it turns out I couldn't keep my eyes off him for much of the visit, which is awkward for me, to say the least. His habit of walking around shirtless didn't help much either. Thankfully, nobody picked up on my wandering eyes, so I could always claim I was studying his technique instead of studying his fine physique.
He's studying his technique, all right.
For a bit of background, my friend comes from a very religious family, and while he's moved away from it somewhat, is still very religious. If he doesn't seem as homophobic as the rest of the family, he's still pretty outspoken against gays in general. He and I have a long and well-respected tradition of overlooking things about the other for the sake of our friendship. He overlooks that I'm a blasphemous atheist, supporter of gays' rights, etc., and I overlook that he's super Christian, homophobic, and quite possibly a touch racist. His immediate family seems to have accepted me, too, and they long ago quit trying to bring me to church events and debate me on the finer points of theology. I'm still more or less closeted. None of them know I'm bi, and I plan on keeping it that way. Outside of those differences, he's really a great guy. He's loyal, trustworthy, always willing to help out, funny, and just about anything else I'd want from a friend. Honestly, I wonder how much of these faults are just fronts he puts up in order to fit in with his family. Like most young men, he's a totally different guy away from his family. I've actually begun to suspect he's questioning his sexuality. Mm-hmm. He seems to make endless jokes about how gay he is whenever he does something slightly less than totally macho. And during the visit, he suggested that both of us share a bed instead of one of us taking the couch. Here's where the story takes a turn for the hilarious, and I really start to wonder. I usually sleep in the same bed as my girlfriend. I'm in an open relationship.
and thus I've developed the habit of rolling over and snuggling. I warned my friend of this, and he laughed and said it wouldn't be a problem. As it turns out, he informed me the next morning that he had awoke in the middle of the night to my arm across him, and not much to my chagrin... And much to my chagrin, it became so much of a running joke throughout the rest of the day. Later on, I told him I'd be perfectly willing to take the couch the next night to avoid a repeat of this midnight snuggling fiasco, but he said again he didn't mind. None of these things are overt at all, of course, and his super conservative family didn't bat an eyelash. I'm also well aware of the fact that I am most likely seeing things that aren't there due to wishful thinking. There's no reason for him to suspect I'm gay since I'm living with my girlfriend. And the idea of his best friend since middle school as a semi-closeted bi guy and an open relationship with his girlfriend is pretty far out there to be on his list of suspicions. At the same time, I can't quite get the idea in my head, and I don't know how to approach it. I'm thinking of essentially confronting about his overt racism and homophobia, and ask him if he really believes that he's just putting up a front for his family. If he's struggling, I'm hoping he'll open up to me as someone he knows and trusts and who won't rat him out to his family, his parents. Even assuming that's the case, I'm still not sure I should reveal I'm bi, since it might retroactively squick him that we shared a bed and I inadvertently snuggle up to him in the middle of the night. I suppose the question is thus, should I try and find out if he's gay, bi, or let sleeping dogs lie? If I do confront them, how do I do so in a way that won't ruin our friendship if he's most definitely not gay? I know the Knotcasters have, and quite understandable, dislike a homophobe, but he's a great friend that I know will back me up when the chips are down, and I really don't want to freak him out and make him feel like I've betrayed his trust by keeping this part of my life a secret. After all, I'm sure he would never have been okay with sharing a bed with me if he knew I was bi and crushing on him, and I really don't blame him at all. It would have freaked me out, too. Anyway, I'm hoping you can talk me out of doing something stupid. Thanks in advance for advice, Branth. Yes, perhaps an episode about this thing is in order. This really hot straight friend, you can never have how to deal with it, or something like that.
No.
No.
Don't. No.
Don't touchy, 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 about touchy his subject.
Sexuality. Yeah, don't. That very bad idea.
Decision he gets to make himself as to when to deal with that.
Yeah.
That is the quickest way to piss off your friend or lose your friend, because if they're closeted and
you push that.
You push that button, honey, it will release the trapdoor, and that shit will get nasty.
What do you think about confronting about the racism, homophobia? I think that that might be...
That's might...
depending on how it's approached.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be delicate.
You have to be tactful.
I keep your sexuality out of it completely for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let him open that door, you know.
Especially already having made the lie of omission.
Yeah. Just... yeah, maybe confront his phobias or whatever his racism.
Homophobia and racism, I would probably touch on that myself. Yeah,
yeah,
because he's your friend, and
even, you know, no matter what, you probably want to talk to him about that.
The possibly gay Mitch, I will call him. His name is possibly gay Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's entirely possible that possibly gay Mitch is gay or bisexual, because I don't know many straight men that are like, oh yeah, honey, just snuggle on the fuck up with me. It's great.
It might have been a way for him to get a little bit of, not attention or overt, but sneak a bit of physical contact without...
Yeah.
On the other hand, if he's in the military, then he might be used to somewhat...
Closer quarters.
Yeah, but I don't think it's quite that close.
Yeah.
As well as a particular sense of humor.
Yeah.
Given how sort of thoughtfully worded and, like, disclaimy the email was, and especially read in a female voice, how bad an idea would it be for this person to play this part of the episode for the friend?
Again, with the lie of omission that he's already made.
Yeah. And there's a lot of details that you might be able to pick up on this, on who he's talking about.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I would just confront the two issues and leave your sexuality at it and let him come to deal.
But be careful how you do it.
Yeah.
It is his decision how he gets to deal with realizing his sexuality, including if he decides not to ever face that.
Yep.
So, going back to my question earlier, I had a separate thought. how long after someone has transitioned genders should you be sensitive about that? Because I was thinking about the heavy, thin thing, and if somebody's been thin for a year, and you're running through a list of people in the room who are skinny bitches, and you list them as a skinny bitch, that seems like something that they would appreciate.
After a little while, yeah.
After a little while. Unfortunately, there isn't a distinct answer to your question that I can think of, because honestly, it depends entirely upon your person.
Each person is different and depends on their...
Yeah.
Just like every vagina is different.
Not There's not two the same.
It's good to just...
God, I catch it all. Sorry.
If you can tell that somebody was something before, pretend you don't.
It just seems weird to me that it's more respectful to remember that they were away rather than treat them like the person that they're presenting as.
Understand that people have different perspectives from you. They might see that as treating them specifically as though they had been female.
No, I understand. It's just one of those... I understand the mentality from their side. It's just weird to me that they can't... Or that there's not the understanding that someone else might just be treating you like another guy or another chick.
Sometimes you have to assume that other people aren't necessarily as good at putting themselves in other people's shoes as you are.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, 90% of the time you have to assume that other people aren't as good at that.
So if you get two pussies that are similar and touch them, is it like Wonder Twin powers?
No,
it's power is combined.
No, it's kind of awesome though.
No, for that, for that you have to have a vibrating double dildo.
From AdamandEve.com.
Do
they make vibrating double jackrabbits?
I have no idea.
I'm sure more it's out there likely. Somewhere.
Because people like it in every end.
This is the rule of the internet. Back when the internet was small, thinking of it caused it to spring into existence. Mm-hmm. Now that the internet is larger and a more less finite medium...
Time travelers go back in time.
Yeah, thinking of it causes it to have retroactively existed for a year or two.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But...
So...
I think we're at the cutoff.
Yeah,
we are.
Pretty late.
It is indeed.
Some of us have work in the morning.
We all do.
Yeah, I don't think any of us has us off tomorrow, do they?
No.
I don't.
No. All right, so it's a school night.
Yeah. So should we do our separate podcast sign-offs and call it a day?
Yeah. You guys want to go first?
Sure.
Ladies first.
I feel so special.
So do we do our traditional sign-off?
Yeah, I'll probably. You want to do it? Sure. I have
no idea what your sign off is. So.
It's just throwing out the information about where they can find us.
Oh.
Shall I?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. We are fuzzy.logic.podcast@gmail.com. Please try to have your emails in by about 6 p.m. Central Time on Thursday so we can have a look at them and read them on the air. We are Fuzzy Logic Cast on Twitter. We are Fuzzy Logic Podcast on both FA and iTunes. Is that about it?
Yes. I believe that's us.
And we are Notcast. You can find us Notcast on Twitter, LJ. We have an IRC channel. You can email us at notcast@foxstuffers.com. We record most Friday nights, occasionally Thursdays, sometimes on off Tuesdays. It really depends, which way the wind's blowing. And just want to say it's been great to have Fuzzy Logic on.
Yes.
It's been interesting.
I feel special.
Oh, honey, going to
Does anyone have any raunchy closing words before we stop recording?
I am awash in a sea of estrogen.
Yes,
I'm
going to
fuck you in the head.
But I'm a girl.
God, I hope I get laid.
Same here.
All right, well then, good night, everybody.
Good night.
And big balls.